听力课堂，听 class.com。
2. I love going to the mall. Introduction. A. Clothing is pretty expensive in America. As a general rule, prices are fixed, so don't try bargaining for anything, except at some private sales and flea markets. Of course, when they buy a car, they will negotiate.
B. Going shopping with foreigners is a good way to make friends with them. Especially in China, you can be the guide.And also learn to say a lot of common things in English.
C. In America, people pay sales tax on many items that they buy. For example, clothing, cigarettes, soda, and gasoline are taxable items. However, they don't pay sales tax on food at the grocery store unless the food they buy is prepared and ready to eat at a restaurant, a supermarket, or deli. Sample sentences. 1.The leather shoes were priced at 1,000 RMB.
2. You can always bargain here, but goods tend to come and go quickly, so if you like it, buy it now.
3. Where can I buy an English language newspaper?
4. I want something like this.
5. I like the blue one in the window.
6. What is it made of? Will this material shrink?
7.Is it color fast?
8. How long will it take to alter?
9. I'd like some shoelaces.
10. Can you show me how it works?
11. I'd like a blouse made to measure.
12. Can I pay by traveler's check?
Conversations. 1. Come in and have some coffee, Anna. The kids have just gone out to the mall to hang out with their friends.
I saw a lot of teenagers when Alan and I were there yesterday.
They spend hours there, especially on weekends.
Speaking of that trip, Alan bought a shirt at a department store, but the sleeves are too long. Do you know a seamstress or a tailor who can shorten them?
I know several, but wouldn't it be easier to take the shirt back and exchange it for the right size?
Isn't that complicated?
No, it's easy. We'll just take the shirt back to the men's department and show them the sales slip. They'll exchange it for the correct size or give you a refund.
We? Do you want to go with me?
Sure. I love going to the mall.
What do you do there? Hang around like the kids? 2. Why are you reading the classifieds? What do you need?
I'm looking for a bookcase, but I don't want to buy a new one.
Are you having any luck?
Not really. There aren't any used bookcases listed, but there are a few rummage sales on Saturday. I think I'll go to them.
Do you mind if I go with you?
Not at all.These private sales are great places to bargain, and sometimes you can find terrific things among all the junk.
I learned to negotiate from my mother. I thought I was pretty good at bargaining, but I had a problem the other day at Kimball's department store.
What happened?
I wanted to buy a beautiful wool sweater for my girlfriend. It was priced at $40, so I started by offering the sales clerk $30.
3. Look at this headline. Elvis baby born on spacecraft.Where do these tabloids get such crazy stories?
I've often wondered the same thing. I also wonder who reads them. Then I realize I'm standing here reading them myself.
It looks as though everyone in line reads them, or at least looks at the headlines.
I think we picked the right line. This one seems to be moving more quickly than the others.
Maybe our checker is faster at scanning the food.
I'm glad. We only have about 20 things here, and I'm in a hurry to get home.
Good afternoon, ladies. Paper or plastic?
Paper bags, please. You know, yours is the fastest moving line in the store.
Well, I'll let it go this time, but in the future, please don't use the express line with so many items.
4. Hey, Joe. What are you doing in this department store?
Hi, Rita. I'm just looking for a pair of shoes. I won't be here for long.
Why not? When I go shoe shopping, I have so many options for sneakers that I spend a while looking at all of the choices.
That's my problem. I don't have a lot of options.
What do you mean? This is a big store, isn't it?
Yes, but I have unusually big feet. That wouldn't be too much of a problem, except that they're also very wide, and only a few brands sell shoes that I can fit into.
So how do you usually go about buying shoes, then?
Well, first of all, I can only go to certain stores that can guarantee me a large selection.
Well, you're in the right store. If they don't have it, no one will.
After that, I choose something from one of the few brands that I know will fit me. I prefer white, so I asked them to bring me a pair of white sneakers in my size. Since I'm usually only given one or two pairs of shoes that meet my qualifications, it makes it a very easy choice. 5.
So what do you think of my new dress? I think it's great. I really like the color, and it goes really well with your eyes. I've actually been eyeing that dress at Maxine's for a while now, but I wasn't sure I could afford $95 for a dress at the moment. $95? Yes, that's the price they were advertising it at. I was hoping it might go on sale soon. Why? How much did you pay for it? I bought it for $145 at Helen's Boutique. I didn't know I could get it cheaper somewhere else. Of course, everything at Helen's is overpriced, and they sell things that you can find in almost every other clothing store. Why didn't you shop around? I don't know. I just saw the dress and thought about how pretty it looks and how much I wanted it. I guess I was too impulsive.
Words and expressions. 1. Seamstress.
2. Tailor.
3. Complicated.
4. Sales slip.
5. Refund.
6. Hang around.
7. Classifieds.
8. Rummage sale.
9. Negotiate.
10. Headline.
11. Tabloid.
12. Scanning.
13. Option.
14. Sneaker.
15. Go about.
16. Guarantee.
17. Qualification.
18. Boutique.
19. Overpriced.
20. Impulsive.